From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United States and Cuba restore full diplomatic relations. Before dawn, the Cuban flag was hoisted at the U.S. State Department alongside the flags of the other countries that have diplomatic relations with the U.S. The U.S. and Cuba each now have a full-fledged embassy in the other's country. Just hours after the ceremony, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry called the restoration of relations with Cuba a new beginning.
Today, with the opening of our embassies and the visit of the foreign minister, we are taking an historic and long overdue step in the right direction. To keep moving forward, both governments must proceed in a spirit of openness and mutual respect.
An opening ceremony for the U.S. Embassy in Cuba will be delayed until Kerry can travel to Havana. The UN Security Council approved the Iran nuclear accord Monday. The action clears the path for the lifting of economic sanctions against Iran. Representatives of all 15 member countries on the council voted in favor of last week's agreement. Greece reopened its banks Monday for the first time in 3 weeks. Depositors swarmed into the facilities. The nation also increased taxes and made important loan payments to two of its international creditors. U.S. President Barack Obama met with Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari at the White House to discuss a number of issues, including the threat posed by Boko Haram militants. Mr. Obama called Nigeria one of the most important countries in the world.
We very much look forward to talking about security issues, how we can cooperate on counterterrorism. We're looking forward to discussing how we can be helpful in addressing some of the corruption issues that have held Nigeria back.
President Obama, this is VOA News. Explosions and gunfire could be heard in Burundi's capital, Bujumbura, on the eve of a presidential election. The attacks come against the backdrop of simmering tensions over incumbent President Pierre Nkurunziza's quest for a third consecutive five-year term. The trial of former Chadian ruler Hissein Habré got underway Monday. Miriama Diallo reports.
The long-awaited trial of former Chadian leader Hissein Habré opened in the Senegalese capital, Dakar. Habré is standing trial on charges of crimes against humanity, torture, and war crimes during his eight-year rule. Before proceedings started, Habré, dressed in white with a turban, sat quietly until some of his supporters erupted with shouts in French saying, "Long live Chad and long live President Habré." A provisional calendar indicates Habré's trial would last approximately 3 months. Mariama Diallo, Dakar.
A military exercise involving Ukrainian and U.S. forces, along with troops from more than a dozen other countries, opened Monday in western Ukraine. The exercises come as fighting between government troops and Russian-backed rebels escalated in eastern Ukraine. European Union interior ministers failed Monday to find temporary housing for some 40,000 African, Asian, and Middle Eastern asylum seekers. Those refugees are encamped in Greece and Italy after making journeys across the Mediterranean. A suicide bombing in the Turkish city of Suruj has killed at least 31 people and left nearly 100 wounded. No one has claimed responsibility for Monday's attack, although Turkish officials say they have strong reasons to suspect Islamic State militants. Police in southeastern Afghanistan say American helicopters bombed a security outpost Monday morning, killing at least 8 Afghan soldiers and wounding several. It appears to be a friendly fire accident. The bombing happened in the Baraki Barak district of Logar province. A local official says the airstrike mistakenly hit an Afghan National Army outpost instead of an intended target about a kilometer away. U.S. officials say they are investigating. Just days before U.S. President Barack Obama embarks on his fourth trip to Africa, the State Department has renewed its warning of possible terrorist attacks in Kenya. Mr. Obama will travel to his ancestral homeland and also visit neighboring Ethiopia. U.S. Senator John McCain has called on Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump to apologize for belittling the wartime suffering of captive U.S. troops. McCain, who spent years as a POW, spoke on U.S. television Monday. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.